This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Amazon turns 25 tomorrow. E-commerce giants like Amazon are a big source of tension between the U.S. and India. Trade between the two countries is growing, but so have reciprocal tariffs. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anu Anand, has more from New Delhi.
In a warehouse in the Indian capital,
we are standing in a room with just lots of boxes, but I can smell some lovely things, cinnamon, some spices, some orange.
Yeah.
All ingredients being added to a luxury brand of tea. Balasarda is CEO of Vadam Teas. He says while India is the world's second largest tea producer after China, most of it is sold under foreign brand names.
So that's what we wanted to change, right? We wanted to build a brand which sources direct from farmers, packages in India, retains value at source, and take it to the world.
Vadam's tea collections sell globally via platforms like Amazon. Its biggest market is the US, where the brand recently got endorsed by Oprah Winfrey.
Her endorsement opened a lot of doors for us, convincing consumers.
This year, Indian exports via Amazon hit the $1 billion mark, and the Indian government projects that e-commerce will grow to be worth $200 billion by 2026. But India wants that growth to benefit its own companies and citizens. New Delhi's draft e-commerce policy is designed to let in foreign platforms without hurting Indian sellers. Richard Rosso is senior advisor in U.S.-India policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Now with e-commerce, you finally see that India, instead of incrementally opening different pieces, they're starting to take a step back. You've got a lot of small traders and retailers. That's one group and constituency, certainly, that the BJP, the party of India's current Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has catered to.
Back at Vadam, in an area where tea is being vacuum-packed, I get a sip of the brand's turmeric tea. For CEO Balasarda, the U.S. might be his biggest, most important market, but he doesn't believe giving American retailers equal access to Indian consumers is the right policy.
I think it's still more fairer than what a China is. India, the market it is, I think it's also important to have a balance between promoting our local businesses and also letting conglomerates like Amazon and a Walmart come in. And I think India is doing that.
So as the U.S. tries to knock down global trade barriers, it will continue to face opposition from countries like India. In New Delhi, I'm the BBC's Anu Anand for Marketplace.